Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom. We are now in Masechet Zevachim, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Bet, about to revisit an interpretation of Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina that we saw in an earlier piece. Gufa, I'm Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina, Kol Kior She'en Bo Kedei Likadesh Arba'a Kohanim Mimenu, any Kior which does not have enough water or not enough capacity for Kohanim to have Kiddush Shalem Raglaim, En Mekadshin Bo, can't be used at all, Shenemar. Now, it's a little difficult about this pasuk, as it's in Parshat Pekudei, in the preparations of the construction of the Mishkan, and the command is that Moshe, Aharon, and Aharon's sons, which at the time would total a group of six, should wash from there. It is perhaps for that reason that the Rambam adjusts this in Hilchot Beit Mikdash, explains that it's Aharon, his two remaining sons, Elazar and Itamar, and Pinchas. Which, of course, itself very difficult because Pinchas does not become a Kohen until after Aharon's death. In any case, that's what we have. Meitivei. So we have a challenge to this notion that the Kior has to have a minimum shiur of capacity of water. Kol HaKelim Mekadshim. Any Kli that's used to draw water is Mekadish the water. Bein Sheyesh Behen Revi'it, Bein She'en Behen Revi'it, no matter what the size. Watch you Klei Sharet. As long as they are Klei Sharet, meaning sanctified, vessel. So if you bring a glass in that you use to drink your mitz tapuzim on your break, then you put water in there, it's not mikadesh. But if you have a mazrek or some other kli sharet, and you put water in there, it can be mikadesh. Now, Amar Rav Ada Baracha, b'kodeach b'tocho, what he's talking about is that the kior really is the piece, has to be the core part of where the water comes from, but if you drill a hole in it and then empty that into this little vessel, then it's still okay, because it's coming from the kior. Ah, viha mimenu, look at the first pasuk on the page. Mimenu amar rachmano, the Torah said you have to wash from it, meaning from the kior. The answer is yirchatsu lirabot klei sharet. The fact that it says yirchatsu mimenu is there to extend it to klei sharet, other klei sharet. So yachi klei cholnami, which what the literal translation is, if that's the case, then regular vessels should work also. Why limit it to klei sharet? But what's hiding sort of behind this idea is that as long as we're not concerned with it coming directly from the kior, take it directly from the kior, then that means that we're not really concerned about the process. We're only concerned with the result of getting washed. So klei chol should be enough. The answer is, you couldn't possibly suggest that a mundane, a non-sanctified kli could be used. Because we learned from the kan, the base of the kior, which is umakanoshim shachimo, then the base is anointed along with the kior, but eno mekadesh, still waters that go in there aren't sanctified. A mundane vessel which was not anointed with the kior, or anointed at all for that matter, Enodin Shein Makadesh certainly cannot be Makadesh. Now, Chanomenal, and parenthetically, how do we know that washing from waters that went into the base is not sufficient? Tan Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yachoye, Mekano Makadesh, Kedero Shakyo Makadesh. Rabbi Yehuda raises this possibility. Maybe the base is Makadesh water. The answer is Talmud Lomar, Yasita Kiyor Nachoshet, Vachano Nachoshet. Torah says you have to make the laver and the base out of copper. And what's the point? The only way in which they're united is the material, which is copper, but not as far as their use. So this notion of Abaye, of saying the Khan provides a kal v'chomer for klei chol, made it to Ravina's Beit Midrash, and a student asked him, Ma l'kano she'inasui l'tocho? The base is not made for containing things. It's made for holding things up. But a kli chol, a glass, a bowl, is made for holding things, so maybe it should be good. Ella, read it as follows. Mimenu lim ute kli chol. The word that rachatsu, aron of rav, mimenu, from it, from meaning the kior, is there to exclude kli chol. So yachi kli sharet nami, so exclude kli sharet. The answer is harabi rachmanu yirchatsu. The Torah extended it to yirchatsu, meaning that the Torah both expands and contracts. Umaraita, so why did you choose to include klei sharet and exclude klei chol? It's a fairly easy answer. Zeton meshichakamo, zeton meshichakamo. Because klei sharet are anointed like the kior. Klei chol are not anointed at all. just a glass you brought it home to bring some, drink some coffee. So Amar Reish Lakish, there's a new piece. Call him Mashlim the Mei Mikvah, Mashlim the Mei Kior. Any waters that can be used to complete the shiur of 40 sa'ah in a mikvah can also be used to complete the shiur in the waters of the Kior, which of course goes back to our original halacha as a minimum shiur. The Revi'ita no Mashlim, but those same waters which can fill in the missing piece, the end piece of a mikvah, Mei Kior, cannot work for Revi'it for washing hands. Now, Limutemai, what kind of water is being excluded here that doesn't work for Revit but does work for Mikvah and Kior? Either Milimute Tito Anidok, if you think it's silty water that has some mud in it, so Hechidami, let's take a look at how silty it is. Either Parashokhavishotai Menu, if it's liquid enough that a cow would drink it, Pilar Vietnami could be used for anything, even washing hands. The Ain Parashokhavishotai Menu, if a cow won't drink it, I feel the Mikvah Nami in Mashlim, it won't even count as the last Sa'an and Mikvah. Elim uta yavchushin adumin. It must be referring to little red mites that come out of the water. But red mites that come out of the water, afilu beinayunami, they can be used for mikvah not just as the end of the 40 sa'ah, as the whole 40 sa'ah. It's a very strange statement, but the hatayin, Rishon Gamliel Omer, kol shetchilat b'yatomin amayim sabat bilinbo. Anything that was originally created in the water can be used as a mikvah. And he gives an example. Theoretically, if you had a huge fish and its eye became all melty, you could be tovel in that eye because it was originally created in the water. So now we still are stuck with Rish Lakish's statement. What is Rish Lakish excluding from a tilat yadayim, from revit from tilat yadayim that is included for completing the 40 sava mikvah and mekior? The answer is limute natan se'ah v'natal se'ah. It's not a particular material, it's a particular process. Ditnan, we have a mishta mikvahot. Mikvah sheish bo mem se'ah mechuvanot. If you have a mikvah which has exactly 40 sa'ah, and then natan se'ah v'natal se'ah. You put in a se'ah of mayim psulim, and you took out a sa'ah of water, a reza kasher. It's valid, because once you have 40 sa'ah mechuvanot, anything you add in becomes part of the mikvah. Whatever you take out, that's fine, as long as you still have 40 sa'ah. And the difference would be that if you had less than, if you had exactly revit and you put in some water that can't be used for Tilat Yadayim and took out the same amount, then you would not be able to use that for washing. That's the difference. Revito bar Shilam Rav Asi Rav Yochanan. Ad Ribo, that works for the mikvah only until a majority, meaning 21 sa'ah of the mikvah, are now from that original, from that secondary bad source. Rav Papa, Im Kadach Bor Vi'in Mapilim Bar Mechatin V'tzinoriot. Parenthetically, if you took this mikveh and you drilled a hole and you had on the side a little area where a revit of water or more gathered, you could use it to dip needles and other little things that have become tamei because hoil mechsheret de mikveh atya. That water is coming from a kosher mikveh, and of course, as we've seen several times, the shiur for tefillah of kelim is really the size of the kli. Yirmiyahu Rish Lakish, mei mikveh ksherin lemei kior. So now Rish Lakish has another statement about the waters of the mikvah and the waters of the kior and their association. Whatever can be used for a mikvah can be used for a kior. So the memor de la mayim chayim, what we don't need mayim chayim, which means spring water for the kior. Vatanya, and this brayta has to do with washing off the fats of the korban before they go up on the mizbeach. It says b'mayim, you wash it in water. What's the implication? V'lo b'yayin, can't use wine. Mamayim v'lo b'mazut, you can't even use diluted wine. Mamayim is the rabot sharmayim, to tell you you can use any other kind of water to wash it up. V'kal v'chomer l'mekior, that's the brayta. Kal v'chomer you could use mekior. Now my kal v'chomer l'mekior, what's the kal v'chomer? Why are mekior better? Lav d'mayim chayim ninu, isn't it because mekior are mayim chayim, they're spring water, so it's better water, not quality, but more sanctified? So no, the kaddish. No, it's actually because mekior, in other words, In the Havamina, it is that Mekior, meaning waters that could be used for the Kior, are spring water. So no, it's because Mekior themselves are already sanctified. Kedishin Maliyutihi? It's kind of a strange question, but in our context it works very well, which is the fact that you sanctified it, does that really help it? Tanar B'Shmua, Mayim She'en Lehem Shem Levi, Yatsu Mekior Sheish Lehem Shem Levi. In the same context of what kind of waters you could use to wash the Korban, it's got to be waters that aren't hyphenated, like mineral water or soda water or kior water. But regular water can be used, so therefore make kior, which have already been sanctified in the kior, cannot be used. So it must not be referring to make kior, mayim that could be used for the kior, elalav, teruin lemake kior, waters that could be used for a kior are kal v'chomer, better than other waters, amamayim chayim nidu, so you see that they are spring water. Because what else could they be? Because that's the only thing that's a step up. The answer is tanoi, it's a machloket tanaim, de'am Rabbi Yochanan, make kior is a machloket, Rabbi Shmuel omer mei mayanhin, the waters of the kior came from a spring, no, it came from other waters. The really question is, what was underneath in that cistern, the Bor HaGolad, that was used, that when Ben Katin built the mechanism, where you lowered the kior to get water from there, where was that water coming from? Okay, the next item on our list, which is item number 7, is Arel. And Arel cannot do Avodah, but Arel does Avodah, someone who's uncircumcised does Avodah, then it is Pasul, Menalan. What's the source of that? And it's an interesting thing. It says nowhere in the Torah that a Kohen, who is an Arel, defiles Avodah, which he does, that not only is he prohibited, but also that he will be Posel. Arvachista, this we've seen several times, the Barzemi Torat Moshe Rabbeinu Lalamanu, it's not explicitly in Torat Moshe. Midirei Chezkel ben Buzilamanu, it's in Sefer Yechezkel. Remember the last 10 chapters or so of Yechezkel describe, last 8 chapters describe, the Mikdash, whether it's Mikdash Sheni or Mikdash Lishi, it's an interesting discussion, and in it describes also the Kohanim, and in it you have the line called Ben Nechar Erale Ve'erol Basar Lo'evo El Mikdashi, that someone who is a stranger, Ben Nechar normally means a non-Jew, we'll see about that in a minute, who is uncircumcised of heart, uncircumcised of flesh, shall not come into my Mikdash. How do we know that they're not only banned from coming in, but also that they will defile the Avodah. Dichtiv aviachem b'nei nechar arlei lev arlei basar lehayol yirvikdashi lechalel et beiti. Two psukim earlier it says, when you bring in these b'nei nechar arlei lev arlei basar to be in my mikdash and to defile my house. So you see that they defile the Avodah. Now Tana Rabbanan ben nechar yachol ben nechar mamash. Now let's look at the pasuk. Both psukim. What's a ben nechar? I might think it's a non-Jew, which is what normally means. Therefore it says, someone who's uncircumcised of heart, meaning this person is a stranger not by dint of his ethnicity or his birth, but rather because of where his heart is. So why is he called a ben nechar? The answer is, his behavior has become estranged from God, meaning his activities have now made him distant from God. Mainly, all I know is somebody who's uncircumcised of heart, meaning a fit Jew who's been circumcised, brought into the Brit, but has turned away, become an apostate. But one who is an Arel Basar, how do I know that they can't do Avodah? Some of them are Arel Basar, Pasuk says so. I'll say, the question really is, Utsrichi, why do I need the Yechezkel to mention both Arel Basar and Arel Lev? The answer is, the Ikat of Rachman Arel Basar, if the Torah only talked about physical circumcision, I would say Mishum de Mois, because he's physically unfit, like another Balmum. Aval Arel Lev, but if his problem is just an emotional, spiritual one, cognitive one, then Delo Mois, say Malo, maybe he can't come in, but maybe he's not Mechalal Avodah. V'yashmin in Arel Lev, and if it only told me Arel Lev, Mishum de Enli Bola Shemaim, he doesn't have his heart in the right place. Well, Basar, Enli Bola Shemaim, and Malo, but if somebody who is uncircumcised of flesh, but they intend the right thing, and they want to be close to God, maybe it's okay. So therefore, Tzrichi, I need both to be invalidated by Yechezkel. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick up in the next podcast with the Psul of Tameh, beginning of our discussion about the Psul of Tameh. Meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.